Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and today it's just me, myself, and I. So on these days, I like to do readings for people. If you will call in, I would be delighted to answer your questions. If you have dreams that you've had, if you have questions that you'd like to ask, I'd be glad to do interpretations to work with you on this. So I'm really open to whatever my listeners would like to do today. Next week we are going to have Stephanie South, who is a biographer of Jose Arguella, who is the gentleman who did the Harmaho Institute and started and ran the Harmonic Convergence, a very, very prominent happening back in the 80s. And he's still alive and kicking today, and we can hear more from this young lady next week. And we were supposed to have her before, but I was out sick, so we've had to reschedule. And I'm glad to say that we shall be having her on board next week at this time. So if you will call me at, let's see, if I have the phone number here for you to call in, it's 888-815-9756. I shall do some readings, or we'll do dream interpretation, or you know, discuss issues or things that may have happened to you, experiences you may have had. Doesn't matter in what corner or area of your life, I'm always happy to explore what people have been going through, because there have been a lot of unusual things happening to people lately. There's been energies, and there's been a lot of changes in people's lives, very dramatic. If you'll notice, we are losing a lot of famous people. There are those who are moving out of this earth plane to prepare for the incoming flux of new energies and to help us from the other side, I am convinced. Very, very many, many good people have had this blessing of moving on, and while we miss them, it's time for people to go, and it's time to take a stand and say that we are all preparing to move forward in this wonderful, wonderful new world of energy that is coming to us lately. So I'm willing to talk about that, too, with people. All we have to do is just get some callers in, and I'm certainly hoping that we will. Otherwise, we can talk about some of the very, very interesting energies that are coming into this world. And I'm of the opinion that I know that I have been sort of knocked silly by some of these energies. There seems to be a speeding up and a slowing down and a speeding up and a slowing down, which is, well, kind of frustrating to say the least. I know I've been having issues with things starting to go in my projects, and then all of a sudden the snags are hit and there's a slowdown, and I'm told, no, keep it up, keep up your spirits, keep up the positive, see what you want to happen in your life. Keep it moving forward. And this is what we're doing. You know, a number of years ago when I was really under some self-inflicted stress and strain, and believe me, all stress and strain is self-inflicted, and it's hard to get out of that rut, but I did have that self-inflicted stress and strain. And what happened was that I was told that I was creating that, and thinking to myself, how can you do that? You know, there are certain things that hit that really, really, really cause you to do a flip. And it's very hard to pull yourself out of it. What I have used in my own is a form of self-hypnosis, which is very healing for me. Now, I also, a number of years ago, and this is why I was going into it and started, was that I was really, really needed something to hold on to, sort of like Snoopy in the Peanuts magazine holding on, the little Linus holding on to a blanket for comfort. And no matter where he went, he was holding on to his blanket, and poor old Snoopy goes and grabs him and flips him around and so forth and so on. But I really needed something more tangible to hold on to. So once I learned about the number fours, repeated fours being the number of four angels in one's life, I thought, okay, every day I want to see 444, three fours, every day, three times. Because for me, when three times happens, you can almost, in fact, I think you could take your money to the bank. At least that's been my experience. If the same thing happens three times in a row, if I see the same number, if I hear the same thing, that to me is all conditions go. You can really bank on whatever it is as being true, as coming through, whatever. And so from that time through to the present day, I will see triple fours every day. Now, the statistical probability of that is exceedingly high. It is, I don't know what it is because I'm not a mathematician, but I will see triple fours. I recently lowered my expectations to have, say, double fours, but at least repeated three times. I will see them every day, whether it's on the TV, whether it's a phone number, whether it's driving and its license plates, whether it is address, telephone numbers, license numbers, interstate tags on companies, or even police cars. I've seen 444 on the back of DC police cars saying what number car it was. So when I tell you I see it all over the place, I am telling you the exact truth. I am seeing these numbers all over the place, and I have been seeing them daily. And I was thinking to myself, well, if I can create the number of fours around to remind me that my angels are never, ever, ever going to let me sink, that they are always around me, that they are always helping me, I should be able to bring money in. Well, yeah, I'm still working on that one, fun. Believe me. But I'm thinking, well, if I can manifest the number for angels, I can manifest the number for money, which is what? Eight. Eight, eight, eight. That is the number of abundance. So basically what I have done is program myself to see not only the 444s every day, but to see 888 every day. And that's pretty much, I don't see it three times a day. I see it maybe once or twice a day. I see double eights frequently, but I'm pushing forward seeing the 888s to show that abundance is a part of my life. And that is what I'm working with now, manifesting abundance. If you can manifest one thing, reason says you can manifest something else. So if you are manifesting something that you don't want in your life, it's because for some reason you've programmed yourself to manifest that which you do not want. So working forward from that, what can I tell you? Start thinking about manifesting the abundance, the prosperity that you do want. Hold to it tightly. And I am advising you that this does work. I can't tell you any more plainly than that manifesting something is because you do not think about it. You acknowledge that such exists, but everything that exists, remember, everything that exists in your life now is really past. Every moment that we live and breathe is a new minute. And if we simply turn our attention around to saying, today's minute is, today is now a day of abundance for me, and maintain it as that, you will eventually find that you are going to be producing abundance each and every day because you have programmed yourself to manifest abundance each and every day. And you can do that with health. You can do that with friendships. You cannot order up relationships and friendships so much as you can order up the opening possibility to having a more loving, caring relationship. If it's not with the person in your life now, if you open yourself up to receiving the abundance of such a relationship from another person or from any person, you will manifest that abundance. Okay? It's something that you do have control over. Remember, you are the architect. You are the designer of your own life. You are not someone who is just hanging around being worked upon by as a puppet and not able to take care of yourself and not able to do what you want to do. It is a matter of changing your thought process. And this isn't as easy as it sounds. And I have to tell you this. I am doing this process daily. There are times when I have to pull myself up and say, no, Phyllis, you can't slide back into that thought. Because, yes, it's easy enough to backslide. I know this. And I empathize with you on this as well. But it's easy to move forward as well. If you will recall that you have complete mastery of your own life, remember, you came onto this earth plane to learn some really, really terrific lessons. And as soon as you learn these lessons, you can say, okay, got them, done that, been there, do not need to keep repeating the lesson. Because the more you repeat the lesson, the more frustrated you can become. And you're not here to be frustrated. You are here to share your life and to share what you've learned. The other thing is sharing with others what you have learned. It's important to know that it's a reason for being here on this earth is the sharing of what we have learned. And if people aren't listening, that's okay. Wait until they ask you and then share. There are some things that we can do. For example, I was not aware that there were two vicious dogs in my neighborhood. Now, this past week, they've killed four cats. They've jumped out. Not only that, I was awakened at 5 a.m. by someone knocking on my door. It interrupted my meditation. I go down, and there's a young man there with his dog saying, you really should keep your dogs inside because they've been out barking all night long and they are annoying people. And I looked at him and I said, I don't have any dogs. Mine died, are all dead. None of them are still living. And he looked at me kind of funny. He says, what do you mean you don't have dogs? I said, I do not have dogs. They're all dead. Why do you think I have dogs? He said, because there's a dog in your yard now. And I said, well, how can there be a dog in my yard? I have a 6-foot chain link fence. It seems that the dog, in pursuit of a kitten, the dog climbed a chain link fence 6 feet high. And I was prepared to go out and do battle because it's dangerous when any animal starts killing other animals. Then you know you have something that really needs to be addressed right away, because animals that will attack other animals start attacking people, and then you have some really serious, serious situations. At any rate, he had told me that he saw the dog, and I said, well, I'd go right out and take care of it. And he said, well, if it's not your animal, you better be careful when you go in your yard. Well, when I went out in my yard, apparently the dogs had escaped, and there was still a little kitten clinging with all its little might to the satellite dish I have. At any rate, you know, I straightened up the porch, and the little kitten was able to jump down to safety, thank God, because I couldn't figure out how I was going to get it down. And then I started talking to my neighbors, and which is how I found out. One neighbor on one side, I asked, and I spoke to him and said, ask him if he had heard all the commotion, and he said yes. And he had looked out and seen this dog climbing the fence between our two properties. So I told him that an animal such as this can be very, very dangerous. And the bottom line is we called, both of us separately called, and another person called, the animal control, because it's not right to allow animals to harm other animals. And I also think that this is a form of abuse when you leave animals out to be hurt themselves and to hurt other creatures. You are being not a good owner. You are not being respectful. And so then I found out later that these two same dogs had killed other cats. They have threatened people, attacked people, with and without dogs being part of their... And so now we are hoping that something will be done. But I do mourn and miss the kittens and the cats that were killed, even though they're wild cats. And but I had in my mind to have people start calling animal control so that something could be done to protect the cats, the few cats that are left, and people, and so that others wouldn't be harmed. And what happened is people are starting to call animal control to report exactly what's happened and to get them to get the owners to become responsible or else to remove the dogs. So, again, it's a matter of where do you put your concentration and your force. Mine wasn't to harm the dogs or to hurt them. It is to protect the creatures that are still left alive and also to prevent the dogs from doing damage to themselves as well. So, you see, when you use your energies to do good, good will come. Even if sometimes it may look negative to begin with, when your intent is to do that which is right and just and good, you will reap that reward. So please learn to use your own energies to make your life so much better, to enjoy, to bring prosperity in your life, to bring happiness into your life. I don't know how to say it anymore. For two, going on 3 years now, I've been sharing with you the wisdom and knowledge that I have received, pretty much when I've received it. I have grown very much, I think, in the last few years, and it has been an absolute joy to be able to talk to you all and to share with you and have you share with me some of your wonderful stories and to ask for readings, etc. And I am so pleased about this because it's a joy to share with you all the authors I've spoken to, all the people who are psychics, who are gifted. We have some people who are going to be coming on that have been on before that are just lovely, lovely, delightful people. And I am so looking forward to spending more time with you in the future, talking to you and sharing with you some of the wonderful people that I've met and some of the wonderful readers I have met and some of the wonderful psychics and authors and healthcare professionals that I have met during my period of time here. Again, please feel free to call in if you want a reading. I would love to do some readings today, and so far maybe everybody's on vacation. I don't know. It'd be nice if some people would call in. Again, the main number is 888-815-9756. Right now is the best time to start manifesting for the future in your life. Today is the perfect day to begin manifesting joy and abundance and jobs. Now is the best time to look forward to being with someone that you truly care about. Now is the perfect time because now is the time when you can reach out and share with each other, when you find people are more, shall we say, aware, more sensitive, more caring, more compassionate. These are the times when people come together and reach out to help each other. Don't think it's for no reason that we have gone through what we have financially. It is to have us change back to reaching out to each other. This lesson time is to help us get back and put our priorities in straight. What's important are not things, but people. What's important is giving generously with our hearts to others who have a great need, whether it's for our friendship, whether it's for housing, whether it's for a shared meal, whether it's for bartering, exchanging of services. This is why we are moving through this difficult time. And I would like you all to take advantage of it. Excellent. I do have a caller online. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, what part?
I'm in, like, Somerset County.
I know it. I went to school up there.
Oh, and, great.
Yes, yes, yes. How are you doing? What's it like up there? Is it good up there
nice
today? Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's a beautiful day
here
today.
It is. How may I serve you today?
I'm wondering if you could just give me a reading on what I should expect in the future.
Oh, that's open.
Okay.
What is exactly are you looking for? I mean, what area are you really looking for?
Do you
for
see there? Anything in my romantic life?
Okay. No one special at this time, huh? Well, yeah.
Well, I'm at the end, I think, of a relationship right now. So
I was just going to say, I felt there was someone, but it doesn't feel really good. I feel that you're a very sensitive person. Is that true?
Yes.
You feel things. Am
mm-hmm.
I right?
Yes.
You are intuitive that way. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. And there's been a disappointment with this relationship, something that took an unexpected turn.
Mm-hmm.
But you were not an unexpected turn. Obviously, you weren't expecting it. But what I'm thinking is that this came out of left field for you. Normally,
okay.
You get a feeling or an inkling of something. This you didn't know. This you had no clue about. And it kind of made you feel maybe your judgment was off. Is that correct?
A little bit. Yes.
Yeah. Not enough to totally whack you out, but enough. Okay, I have here the Lovers. It was a relationship that had great potential.
Mm-hmm.
But because of a person's failure to come through in a way that he could have easily done so had he had his thinking cap on, things are not going to turn out for you. And I think there is disappointment with him along the same lines. Is that correct? There is some disappointment from
his
side.
I would guess so, yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay. My feeling is that, yeah, he is regretting it because this guy needs to grow up some, doesn't he? yeah, he needs to grow up. Okay. Peter Pan isn't cute when you get older. Also, he also took a risk in what he did. He knew it was not right, but he did it anyway. I have here time and space. That means that there's relationships that come to teach us something. Okay. This is one of them.
Okay.
This relationship was to bring to your awareness an area which you previously ignored or did not, what shall I say, respect in learning. Okay. You allowed yourself to be blindsided by in a way, and it's not going to happen again. Next time, you are going to be much more careful
okay.
when you see certain signs. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And this was a learning lesson. It was a possibility, and it hasn't worked out. But the disappointment is remembering is an appointment not met. That's what a disappointment is. Mm-hmm. It is a meeting that's come together in time and space. There were two ways it could go. He had a choice. He chose one way. You would have chosen another. Next, I have the Man of Cups. That means that you can pick yourself up and move on.
Okay.
And I have next, and you can go through it without suffering a great deal.
Okay.
Next, I have the Ace of Crystals. That means you are bringing your sharp, clear mind into focus in what it is that you want in the future as opposed to what you don't want.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
You are going to focus more on what you want rather than what you do not want. And this is a good thing. Okay. And the suggestion and the recommendation is keep focused on what it is you want in the relationship, not what you don't want. Put that to your forefront of your mind. Okay? That's what I'm going to strongly urge you to do. The last one I have is the Sage of Cups, which is Regenerator. That means a regeneration, a renewal, a beginning of a new relationship. The NAS card that overall, there's going to be a little bit of time lapse before this happens. But her last card says there's success, the Ace of Wands. There is going to be success, and I want you to play at being a child a little bit more. Do you know that sometimes you can be a little too serious?
Okay.
Am I right? You have a tendency to be a little too serious and take yourself too seriously. I want you to play more. Go out and buy yourself a pinwheel or a cotton candy or a lollipop or something. Do something that will bring out the child in you so that you can play at being happy, because you know what? You are going to be happy.
Okay.
You are going to have great happiness coming to you. And I feel very strongly that it is maybe not till towards the end of this year or maybe next, but you will have another relationship. And this one will be what you want.
Okay. Okay. And it's not with the same gentleman.
No. No. Okay. This one has, he shot his arrow across the bow and it went kaput.
Okay.
Would, unless you are willing to stand in and hang in there, but I don't think you are. I think it's going to be a difficult situation for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you're going to be happy at having to hold in there much longer. Okay?
Right.
My feeling is you're going to be happy though. And I wish you well. Anything else?
Like I said, I would love to be happy again.
Again, you are about as happy as you want to be. You must realize, as we all, I will, we each of us have to realize that we ourselves control our happiness. Nobody else
right.
does.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. You have power of your own happiness. Think joyous thoughts and you will be joyous. No one can take that from you. Absolutely no one. Okay?
Okay, great.
Go out and be joyful. God bless
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Welcome. I understand we have another caller. Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, this is
the Higher
Megan.
Dimension. Megan?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Where are you from?
I am from Pennsylvania.
Oh, how wonderful. That's
wonderful
a beautiful state. I always love driving through Pennsylvania and stopping.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place.
It has some of my favorite places to be. What can I do for you today, my dear?
Well, I guess like a lot of people, from what I understand from an astrologer friend of mine, a lot of people are feeling this sensation of really not fulfilling what they really love to do or are meant to do. And so my career, my question is sort of related to career, and at the same time
okay.
that would reflect a little bit on home life, because the job I have right now, I actually live and work. I live on the property for the people with whom I work, and so
uh-huh.
changing that career will also be changing the home, and
mm-hmm.
I'm getting impatient, but I don't want to cut my nose off to spite my face.
Okay. Are you still, I feel you're still learning from the situation where you're in, is that correct? Still
I would say so, yes, in a different way now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my feeling is what you're coming down to is subtle learning, not...
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting that it is subtle learning that you are now beginning to pick up, and you are pretty much headed for done as to where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
You will not have to worry, my feeling is, because as soon as you are truly done, the doors are going to open for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be meeting a new challenge, a new experience, and it's going to provide you a new way of getting income and looking at yourself.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
It's good for you that you would have this. You're getting restless because you know somewhere, somehow, inside of you, deep, 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 you know it's coming. And you're getting antsy. You know, it's sort of like, if I miss the train, then what? You're not going to miss the train. It's going to come to you. Okay? You will be where you're supposed to be at the time you're supposed to be there. It's going to be okay. That's all I can tell you at this point. It is a good position. It is a new way of doing things for you. It's a new life for you. And it'll be exciting. And it will answer some of your deeper longings and desires. Okay? It's something that you've played with on the periphery of your mind in the past. Okay? And it is a time of abundance coming for you. And it's a time of renewing. I'm getting an idea that you may be able to get some sense of what it is if you will quietly sit down and do you meditate?
Oh, no, I don't meditate enough. I know.
Okay.
I don't.
Do you keep yourself into a quiet time? Not necessarily formal meditation and contemplating your belly button, but I mean quiet time. Okay. During that period of time, I want you to ask yourself, okay, call on your angels. I know of one named Derek. Give him a buzz. Okay?
Okay.
His name is Derek. I kid you not. Ask if he can come to you and give you some idea, because basically you are beginning to feel what it is you're going to be doing. All right? Basically, that is a beginning for you. It's not that far in the future, and it is going to give you the opportunity to do things you haven't done before. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. And I think you've had glimpses of it. Not full-fledged, but I think you are getting inspiration. And that beginning unease, shall we say, is your own stirrings from your soul within that you are about to embark on a new journey. It is your own soul's growth tapping you on the shoulder and saying, honey, we got something new for you to go to. And it is something that you will enjoy.
That's wonderful to hear.
Pardon?
That's wonderful to hear. I mean, I do get that feeling. I don't feel, I guess for a while I felt very frustrated and like maybe even a little hopeless. I don't feel that sense anymore, but I do feel like, yeah, it's just about time to get on to something new and exciting and fulfilling.
Yes, and that's what's going to happen for you. But while you're where you are, take a deep breath and see, is there anything else I can learn from where I am right now?
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can take with me that would be a gift of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? And I would venture to say that, yes, there are still a few things left, whether they are qualities of the spirit or the soul, and that you should be able to reach out and grab them. And you may have learned everything, but sometimes there's the icing on the cake. Just that last little piece of wisdom or knowledge that makes you really, really, really the owner of the lessons you have learned. And sometimes the gods that be, shall we say, the universe comes in and gives us a jingle and says, have you really, really learned the lesson? And you can turn around and say, I really, really did learn the lesson. I don't have to do it anymore. And when that occurs, you're free and as a bird to move on. Okay?
Okay, that's great.
Thank you. Thank you
thank
for calling.
You.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Oh, this is lovely. I'm so glad you've called in. Again, to everybody I speak to, I know you're asking questions. Don't think that I don't ask the same questions. Hello, I'm as human as the next person on board. Believe me on this one. I know. I get frustrated. I sometimes will call my friends and say, I know I'm supposed to do this, and I know this, that, and the other thing, and I know, and I know, and I know. But sometimes, you know, being human has, being human all too easily means, unfortunately, being human. And I want to know as much as the next one. But I've been waiting so long, you know, and I hear, don't whine, Phyllis, don't whine. It's not nice to whine. But at any rate, I just sometimes get so frustrated in what I'm learning and doing and saying and feeling, and I want to be where I am, over with and on to the new. But remember, we're building each and every day, and when we get frustrated, we are, in a sense, sliding back. That's not what we want to do. We want to move forward. And so, again, I'm saying, hang in there. Just keep breathing deeply and know that today, where you are now, here, today, is where you have built yourself to be over a long period of time. So you know that what is coming, you have built before. Just look where you were 5 years ago or last year. I know I am farther ahead today than I was last year, that I am far more closer to my goal. I am so close to my goal, I can almost taste that puppy of getting my school training started. Technically speaking, it's supposed to start September 30th, October 1. And I have been waiting almost 20 years for this program to start. That's a long time. I can truly say I've been getting gray waiting for this darn thing to get started. This is something I have planned and wished for and hoped for almost 20 years. And now, finally, it is almost within my grasp. And so when I get frustrated, when I get down that it's not really here, I mean, the first day of class hasn't been scheduled yet, but teachers are coming to me, wonderful teachers, marvelous teachers, people who have the concept that I do of holistic healing as well as traditional medicine. They are indeed coming to me, and they are some truly remarkable, remarkable people. So I can say that again, while I'm frustrated, in a certain sense, I am so much further ahead than where I was 6 months ago, 5 months ago, last month even. So excitedly, I am saying to you, hang in there, because you know what? It does come, and it comes when it's best suited for your highest good. And again, on this earth plane, we try to say to those who are helping us on another earth plane, but you don't understand. It's not easy. It's not like it is when we're in the other dimensions. And things say, oh, well, this is going to happen. Not a problem, a piece of cake. And then we kick ourselves when we get here because not a problem tends to be a problem. And things don't tend to happen the way we want it to do as happily and as fast as we wish them to do. But if you will just hang in there, I know that the things that you desire, the good that you hope to do, the wonder of all that you are, is going to come through. And that's the only thing that I can assure you. It's been proven over and over in my life and in the lives of others. So if we have any more callers, I can take one or two more callers. I would love to be able to give some more readings today. It's a beautiful day, and it is a good day, and I feel that this is one of my up days. You know, sometimes psychics have up days and down days just like everybody else does. Sometimes you give better ratings than other, and my feeling is today is one of my better days, so would be glad to talk to you and see what we could do for getting you answers to your questions. Some of the other things that are happening, I have a tendency, I have to say, to be more positive than many people. When it comes to future occurrences, I've had a lot of people talking to me about the nasty things that are predicted to come along. And while there are some occurrences which are not, unfortunately, things that I would love to enjoy, my feeling is that if you surround yourself with the doing of good, the highest good that you can, if it is your belief and your desire to remain and do that which is in the best and highest interest of all concerned, that you feel you have learned lessons and you can move forward, I do not see that there is a need to fear the things that are coming in the new energies that are arriving each and every day on our planet. You can have a wonderful, glorious life. Good afternoon. Is there someone on?
Yes, there is.
Ah, who's calling?
This is Rosemary Phyllis. And
hi,
today is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, my dear.
Thank you.
You're a Leo, right? Or you still
no,
Cancer?
No, I'm a Cancer. Mm-hmm.
Cancer, okay. Lovely, lovely sign.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you today, my dear?
I'm from Chicago.
Hmm? Oh, how wonderful. I was there with a little girl, and I just loved it, and I hope to go back someday.
Oh, you're welcome.
How may I serve you today?
I have been praying that this is the year I recover full health and energy. Deeply praying.
Okay.
And is this the year that I can achieve it?
Why is there not a reason for you to be able? What would happen if you became completely healed and recovered, do you think?
I would feel wonderful.
Okay. Can you feel wonderful now?
I make an effort to do so, but every once in a while it just comes back. Yesterday was a day of complete and total rest. I needed it.
Okay. Rest is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm feeling is that you have, for some reason, chosen a path that you don't need to walk down anymore.
Okay.
Okay. My feeling is that should you desire, let me see, let me pull a couple cards on this. Have you felt oppressed as though things were pressing down on you, as though there was
mm-hmm.
something? Okay, because that's what I got, oppression. Okay. Want you to see that oppression as suddenly being tied to a rocket and see it lift off. Okay? I want you to see that oppression as being the tail of a rocket that has just hit outer space. And it's going to continue going on in outer space because it's no longer necessary for you to be oppressed.
What a cool visualization. Thank you.
Now, why were you oppressed? Because you think, well, because you felt in the past that you had oppressed others.
Mm-hmm.
That you were, and I think you believe in past lives, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Some people don't, and that's okay.
Well, karma no longer.
Okay. Well, my feeling is, my dear, that you were guilty of oppressing a people, a nation in the past. And in this lifetime, the oppression has shifted to your shoulders. However, I see you now more as a guardian,
mm-hmm.
as one who has developed some wonderful spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Someone who can now use these spiritual gifts not only for her own benefit, but for the benefit of others, because I think you've learned some really wowsy lessons, not
mm-hmm.
lousy, wow, W-O-W, lessons
mm-hmm.
in this lifetime. Am I right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And these lessons that you have learned, you have the capability of sharing with others and helping them leave their feelings of oppression as well
mm-hmm.
behind. I think you are developing the gift of harmony within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, am I right on that too?
Yes, diligence and prayer and harmony, and I'm in a wonderful place right now, and it seems like I'm doing cleanup from what I forgot to get rid of. I
okay.
like that rocket. That rocket's
okay.
Cool.
That rocket is taking off on it, and you're headed high as the kite, and I can tell you it is a remarkable journey that you are going to have from now on.
Thank you.
Keep your eye on the star, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, keep your eye on that star. Do not look back to Earth. And trust. And I'm looking at the word trust, yourself and your inner spirit, because you have paid your dues. And what I received last is a star card, the goddess. That's the highest card in the deck. Okay? For success, for fruition, for coming to your own self. Does that make sense?
Yes, that also explains the vision I had quite a few years ago where I was just in deep meditation and the essence of the star card just came and it was like it was tangible and I could touch it.
Yes, ma'am. Time to let go of the old, as I said. Use that as a rocket. That's all you needed, actually, were my words just then.
Yes.
Okay? That was the tail end of what you need to go through.
Yay! Thank you.
Isn't it hard? Isn't it really hard?
it's like I said to people, look, not that you need anybody's permission, but if you need someone's permission to stop suffering, you have mine.
Exactly. And why didn't you give it to yourself?
Well, I thought I'd done that.
Sometimes, my dear,
yes.
We give other people permission, but we don't give ourselves permission until that last little piece.
Thank you.
That last little piece should take you right now to the stars.
Amen.
Would you do me
Thank
a favor? Would you
yes.
wait for a month or two and call me back and let me know how it is?
I certainly will do that, and thank you for the positive, incredible joy that you've given me and so many others.
Well, thank you. How very kind you are to say that. That's what I want to do. Is there anything else I can talk to you about today?
Nope, that visualization. I got to get that rocket going high. That's all
well,
I needed.
They just sent one off from Cape Canaveral. Why not send it up with them?
Yes, absolutely.
Take care, darling. God bless
thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, isn't that a lovely thing to do today? Take a rocket and head for them stars. I love it. I love it. I love it. Anybody else? We have a time for one more, and I'm glad it worked with her vision. You see, help comes, clarification comes when we're ready. She's ready. We're all getting ready in one way or another, so I am so delighted that she called. This makes me feel so good. And I would love to talk to somebody else before the day ends. And for me on the show at least, and then I have some things that I have to do, but I would like you to know that things are changing and working out for me for the program that I wanted so desperately to start. And desperately is not a good word. Notice that it's a past tense. I know it will come through. Each day I look at it and say, it is coming through. It is here now. What I have desired is, in fact, a reality. I do not need to be concerned again. It is here, now, in my hands, in my grasp. This is how we continue to move forward on a daily basis with talking to ourselves. Our self-talk is, it is accomplished, it is done. It is complete. These are the words that one uses to oneself. I am complete. It has been taken care of. It is now in perfect harmony with all that I am and all that I do. These are very, very strong self words. Use them. See them. Live with them. And when your mind tends to slip back, as it will, when it tends to sneak, because we've all gone through this, just pull it back, discipline it, talk to it and say, nope, things are now different. Things are in the now. That was before. This is now. This is where I am now. This is where we want to be. And it is, because whatever you claim for yourself because of who and what we are as souls, it must be. Nothing different can happen. It must be. That's how we were created. This is why we were created, to have dominion over this earth plane, to have dominion over ourselves, to enjoy that dominion, to revel in that dominion, to have life, enjoyed life. And that's what I'm hoping that each of you will grasp today. There's no more punishment, because we punish ourselves. There's no reason to continue dragging around a ball and a chain if you've been made free. Therefore, recognize the freedom. Recognize the joy. Recognize the happiness. And move forward. And that's what I would wish for each and every person. And don't think that I am not rattling around my chains the same as you are, because I am learning as you are learning. I am reaching as you are reaching. I am hoping as you are hoping. And I am living as I hope all people can live. And as we do this, as we reach and heal ourselves, here's the really joyous part. This is the part that I think is just so, so neat. We help everyone else in the world to that same joy, that same place, as we create the pathway of patience, harmony, kindness, gentleness, harmony. As we create these in our lives, we are creating a solid path that others may trod after us. We are making it easier for other human beings to follow this path. Don't you think that when you go down the road, as we do, isn't it easier if you follow the path somebody else has trod? Sure, it's easy. It's the people that go through first that have to use machetes and stomp on bushes and do stuff, that to clear the road. But as you are light keepers, way showers, through your journey and effort, through your good spirits, through your happiness and your determination to create a better life for yourself, you are making it possible for others to follow you. And that's where the true light comes in. That is where the true spiritual aspect of all that you're going through. And the same thing when you've suffered. You have not made suffering harder for people, but as you gain understanding and wisdom and knowledge, you have helped others that you don't know to find life easier, because you have helped them through pain and suffering without knowing it. And I think this is the blessing that we need to know. We are way showers in very elementary aspects. And I'll tell you, there is nothing better than reaching out your hand and helping a fellow human being lift themselves up to the next level. It's satisfying and it's glorifying and it helps you to move forward. Now, if there's anyone else, I don't know that we're going to have time to do this today, but I would love to have callers again. I will repeat that next week we are having Stephanie South, and she has written the book, The Biography of a Time Traveler, The Man Behind the 2012 Phenomenon. Jose Arguella, and she's a lovely, lovely person. Very interesting how she became involved, met him, became involved, and all she has done since. She's just a delightful young woman, at least to me she's young. She might be older than some of you, but to me she's still young. And it's going to be a lovely talk. We're going to have other guests as time comes by, rolls by, and enjoying talking to other authors as I get them scheduled. And if you have any favorites you'd like to hear or somebody that you know about, you want to talk to me about, feel free. You can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. I do give readings, so if you want a reading from me, you can call and arrange a reading. I do hypnosis also, hypnotherapy over the phone, and that's interesting too, believe me, and it's fun. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you want to contact me, you can contact me through BBS Radio or, as I said, at area code 202-387-2080. And my website is psychicworlds.com. And my other email address is psychicworlds4@AOL.com. I look forward to hearing from you and to being with you next week. I would encourage you to listen to a dear friend of mine on the air, Carl Helm. He is wonderful as far as physical, traditional medicine is concerned and some alternatives. He's an RN and he's just a delightful, delightful human being. And he's really got a fabulous show. So I'd love you to, tune him in sometime. You can find out when he's on through checking the schedules at BBS Radio. And I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful, happy week. Again, I'm hoping that you will tune in again another time and looking forward to your calls. Thank you for listening to me and helping to make my program a success. You are all wonderful, cherished human beings, and I know all is going to go well with you. Remember to hold on to the light and be a light yourself. God bless. Goodbye.